Okay, looks that the service deployed properly, and now we want to execute the WSC container. As you see, the name is Web Service C container, it's not Grid Service container. This is the reason, because we have to add some code, and the IW2 service skeleton, because the script still does not consider the service as resource that contain resource. Remember, now we have to edit the IW2 client. We have to change the IP address. In this case, is the IP number from the machine where the C container is executed with the port. And now we can to invoke the client method disperse files in this case in order to prove. Remember that the first is the number of pieces that we want to split the file. The second parameter is the number of pieces necessary in order to recover the original file. At last, the name of file that we want to split.